Jesus.
Love you, buddy.
Amen.
I really wasn't expecting to preach this morning. Try to follow the Lord. Turn me to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22. I appreciate the preaching we've heard already this morning. And, I'm glad I'm in the family of God.
Amen.
And I'm more glad now than I've ever been.
Amen.
Verse 41, I want to read just a couple of verses. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" They say unto him, "The son of David." I want to stop with that verse. And I want to try to preach from this little phrase, "What think ye of Christ?"
Yes.
Jesus Christ is the reason I'm here this morning.
Amen.
If it were not for him, I would not be here.
Right.
And if it were not for him, you would not be here.
That's right.
What do you think of him this morning? You know, he's the one himself that asked this question, "What think ye of Christ?" And it's a question for every heart. It's a question for every individual that's ever come into this world. What think ye of Christ this morning? What do you think of him this morning? What do you think of Jesus Christ? I've known him now for 42 years, and he's getting more lovely all the time. He's getting sweeter every day. And I've never seen him with my physical eyes, but I have seen him through my eyes of faith. But I'm like Job. I know that one day, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And one day I'll see him face to face. I'm looking forward unto that day. But what do you think of him this morning? Many times when we confront people with the claims of Christ, we begin talking to them or begin asking them to come to church, or many different ways we've got to get to them about them being saved. But I get a lot of different responses from sinners. Sometimes they'll say, "Well, I don't know about the church. I'm just not ready for the church." But the question isn't what think you about the church. That's not the question. The question's what think you of Christ. But I want to say this about the church this morning. It's the greatest thing to ever happen to mankind.
Amen.
It's not an organization, but thank God, an organism. And it's the greatest thing that's ever come into this world. For around two centuries now, it has cradled the gospel in its arms and brought it unto sinners that they may hear the gospel about Jesus Christ. I want to say this morning, every good thing that's ever happened, thank God, in this country's come out of the church. Every good thing you've got this morning's come out of the church. Every hospital, every rest home, everything that's done mankind good and that's good for mankind has found its root in the church of the living God.
Yes.
But that's not the question. It's not what think you of the church, but what think you of Christ. No Christ, there'd be no church. But then sometimes I get this from folks when I talk to them about Jesus Christ. Well, you know what? That guy down there goes to church. I'm good as he is. If he goes to heaven, you know, I ain't got nothing to worry about. And you know, I know this morning that everybody that belongs to a local church ain't what they ought to be. And we do have hypocrites in the church. But you know, we also have those old saints of God that have stayed with the faith and lived for God and worship God down through their lifetime. But you see, they never seem to look at them and to gaze upon them, but they always pick out the worst one they can find in the church, and they base their decisions on that individual without ever considering that old man of God or that old lady of God that has fought the good fight of faith and stayed faithful to Jesus Christ, but they never seem to look and consider them. That's not the question either. It's not what think ye about the representatives of Christ. That's not the question. He didn't say anything about that. But he said, what think ye of Christ? And then sometimes I've had this to happen personally in some of my experiences, you know. He said, well, I don't believe like you do. I don't believe in baptism like you do. Or I don't believe in eternal security. Or I don't believe in this or that. What does that matter if you're lost and going to hell? What do you know about doctrine anyway if you're not saved?
Yes, sir.
But that's not the question, is it? What think you of Christ? If God will help me, I want to look into the Word and see what some of his enemies thought about him. Let's ask the Pharisees. You watched him. You tried to find fault with him and falsely accused him and tricked him up. Every chance you tried to that you could. What do you think about him? And they said, this man receives sinners. What an indictment. What if he didn't receive sinners? Where would we be at this morning?
That's right.
Oh, bless his name. And then we asked Caiaphas, the high priest. He seemed to be one of his worst enemies that presided over a mockery of a trial. Caiaphas, what do you think about him this morning? Caiaphas said, well, I asked him if he's the Son of God, and he said he was. And he said, hereafter you'd see him at the right hand of God, and one day everybody'd see him coming in the clouds. I'm talking about his enemies now. This is what they had to say about him. Then we asked Pilate, the one that turned him over to the crowd, the one that he stood before, and like a sheep dumb before its shears, he opened not his mouth. Pilate, what do you think about him? Pilate said, I find no fault in this just man.
That's right.
I can't find anything wrong with him. And my wife told me she had a dream. And for me not to do anything to this just man, I can't find any fault in him. I'm going to wash my hands. Talking about his enemies. Then we asked the centurion that gambled for his only possessions at the foot of the cross. Captain, you help drive the nails through his hands and through his feet. You hung him up on the cross to die. What do you think about him? The centurion says, truly, this is the Son of God. I'm talking about his enemies, what they thought of him. And then we asked Judas that betrayed him. Judas, what do you think about him? Well, you was with him. You heard him preach and you heard him teach and you felt his hands. You seen his compassionate and loving spirit. You seen him make the blind to see, the deaf to hear, and the lame to walk. You seen him do all kinds of good things, take little children and set them up on his lap. You seen him even raise the dead. And Judas says, I've betrayed the innocent blood. As he throwed the silver down. Yeah. Yeah. And then let's ask the devil, what do you think about him, devil? And the devil says, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? Yeah. I'm still talking about his enemies. But I can't find one thing that they said bad about him. Everything they said was good. And they hated him. And let's ask his friends what they thought about him. John Baptist, what do you think of? I'm not worthy, and I'd lose his shoes. He must increase, but I must decrease. Yeah. Truly, he's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Peter, what do you think about him? You seem to be the spokesman for the 12. What do you think about him? And Peter says, he's the Son of the Most High God. And to us who believe, he's precious. What do you think about him, Thomas? You seem to be the doubter. They told me that he'd arose from the tomb, but I didn't believe him. But he said 8 days later, we sent the upper room and he appeared. And he told me to put my fingers in the nail prints on his hand, to thrust my hand into his side. And he said, I fell at his feet. And said, my Lord and my God. Amen. What about that little Samaritan woman at the well? She met him at the well for the first time. What do you think about him? And she said, he told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Is not this the Christ? And then we asked the Apostle Paul, what do you think about him? And Paul said, I've suffered the loss of all things just to know him. All things. He's my all in all. then let's ask John, the beloved, about him. John, what do you think? And John says, I wrote a whole book about him. He's the bright morning star. He's the lily of the valley. He's the rose of Sharon. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the Lamb of God. And 67 years after that he ascended, I was on the Isle of Patmos, and he came to me, and he spoke to me, and he said unto me, I come quickly. And I said, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Just ask the Father what he thinks about him. God the Father. And he said, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. What do you think about? And we ask the Holy Ghost that Brother Mayo preached about this morning. What do you think about him, Holy Ghost? He says, I can't talk about nobody but him. I can't talk about anybody but him. Everything I say is about him. This whole book that God inspired, let me write. Everything that is in it, I've got to say, it's all about him. What do you think about him? That's the question. I've just scratched the surface on some of the ones that told us what they thought about him. But the main thing is this morning, lost or saved, what do you think about him? Do you think he's worthy of our praise? Do you think that he's worthy for us to worship him? Do you think he's worthy for us to cast our burdens upon and to look for an answer? Do you think he's worthy this morning to consider him all day long and through the night seasons? Wake up and consider him. And think of him and call upon him. As my buddy and my brother preached last night, oh, how we need revival. You say, preacher, I don't have a burden. Do you not think that he could give you a burden? If you really think of him what you ought to think, do you think that he could not if you go to him and beg him? Do you not think he could give you a burden to pray for someone? I think he can. And I think he will. Oh, how we need to realize who saved us. Amen. How we need to realize how he really is. He's an almighty God. And he's well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything we ask or think. Do we really want revival? Do we really want to submit to him? Not just surrender, but submit. There is a difference. Submit, you just give it all. At wartime, when armies fought each other, some had to surrender. They did not want to, but they were forced to. Our Lord don't force us to do anything, but He does lead us. Submitting, we just turn it all over. Not because we're forced to, but because we want to. What do you think about Him this morning? I think in this day and every day, He's the best thing ever happened to me. I ain't never had anything to affect me like being saved. And you know, it's been 42 years this year, and He's still affecting me more and more as the days go by. 71 years old, and I still cry like a baby sometimes when I just think of Him. I don't have to do anything sometimes, Brother Joel, but just think of Him, and I can't help but weep and cry and praise His blessed name. Even as they were singing about the peace, Brother Joel's boy and his dad singing about, I sat back there and tears came out thinking about the peace that He gave unto me, and it's still working today after all these years. What do you think of Him? What think you of Christ? In closing, I'm going to tell you what He thinks of you. He thinks enough of you that He went to an old rugged cross and shed His life's blood on an old rugged cross so that you could be saved, so that you could have peace and joy and contentment in this life and true happiness, so that you could live a life that not only is good for heaven, but it's the best thing. If I wasn't to heaven, I'd still be a Christian.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. What do you think of Him? Do you think enough of Him to be honest with Him all the time? I'll say this. I'm trying to close, but I'll say this. If you can't be honest with yourself, you can't be honest with Him. Would you just be honest with yourself and admit where you stand with Him? Admit what you really deep down think about Him? Just look into your own heart and say, what do I really think about Him? What do you really think about Him? Have you done Him wrong and never made it right? Are you going directions that He don't want you to go and not willing to turn and listen to Him? Is there days and times in your life that you just ignore Him and never consider Him with the decisions you make and the way you live? He wants to know all about that. He already knows, but He wants you to tell Him. I tell Him a lot of things. I don't just pray to ask Him. Sometimes I tell Him how sweet He is, how lovely and good He is to me. Sometimes I just spend a little time in prayer just to think and can't even get it out in words. But just in my heart and mind thinking, oh, what a catch that I got when I got Him. I didn't have to throw a hook, brother. He hooked me. Thank God this morning for Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior this morning.
Amen.
Well, you think about it. I know there's not many of us here this morning. And I know it's kind of quiet and I ain't said much. But it's still a question. And it'll be a question every day of your life. Every day, there's that question, what think you of Christ? I wake up in the morning, and sometimes I don't feel saved as far as feeling everything that I do at other times, but I still know I'm saved.
Amen.
Not a day has went by in 42 years that I've not got up and know not saved by God's grace.
Amen.
What do you think of him today? I don't know what you're going to say, give no altar call, but are you thinking right about him? If you're lost, what do you think? He's coming again one day.
That's right.
And it could be any time.
That's right.
So what do you think? You that are saved,